The following is an arrival lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on October 31st, 2008, in Kaliningrad, Russia.
So, even though Mataji and I are not feeling well physically, we're feeling very happy to be back here with you all. This human form of life is not meant for sense enjoyment. It is meant for awakening the divine Krishna consciousness within the heart. So, if one can awaken this Krishna consciousness, then you can be happy in all circumstances. You can be happy in happy circumstances. And you can be happy in miserable circumstances. In other words, for a Krishna conscious person, there is no such thing as unhappiness. He simply tastes happiness, that's all. So, how can we achieve this state of consciousness? This is the lesson I have come to teach you all here in Kaliningrad. How to achieve this wonderful state of consciousness known as Krishna consciousness. You see, Krishna consciousness is more than just being a part of a movement. It's much more than just being a member of a movement. Being a Hare Krishna devotee is much more than just being a part of an organization, you see. It's an individual experience. It means you're conquering over the senses by engaging them in the service of Rishikesha, the master of the senses. See, that's what it really means to be Krishna conscious. Did you become Goswami, the master of your senses? As long as you remain the servant of your senses, you see, then you're no better than Sabaka, Svinya, Verblud, or Asho. You see. A Sabaka, he has no independence. He works hard to get a college degree, you see. Then he goes with his piece of paper to the employers. Please accept me as your dog. I have bachelor's degree. So please accept me as your sabaka.
You see.
And Prabhupada said in his tail is between, you know, the dog when he's embarrassed, his tail is down between his legs. You see, like that? But here's the dog, you see. And then he has the tail, see. And when he's feeling ashamed, his tail is down between his legs like that, see. So the sabaka, he gets his college degree, see, his bachelor's degree. And he goes, he carries that diploma in his mouth, And he goes to the employer and he begs me, please accept me as your qualified sabaka. The employer says, we have no vacancies, so he goes away. He goes, please accept me as your qualified sabaka. He goes from employer to employer, employer, employer. Please, can you be my master and I will be your sabaka.
Yes.
So they think the perfection of human life is to become the dog, to become the sabaka of a qualified employer, you see. That is one class of human beings, you see. One class of human beings. And then the other class, that is the svinya class. They eat anything and everything. They'll eat anything, even stool. They'll eat rotting flesh, which is just like stool. You see, they don't care. And they have no discrimination in sex. They'll have sex with anybody. You see, they have no discrimination. So they are like the svinyas. And then there's the verblud. He is chewing on the thorns. And it's cutting his tongue. And he is drinking his own blood. And he is thinking, this is so tasty. Let me keep chewing these thorns. Sucking his own blood, you see. This is compared to those who have unrestricted sex pleasure, you see. Because the more that a man passes semen, he is simply discharging his own blood. Because it takes 40 drops of semen, 40 drops of blood to make one drop of semen.
40 капель крови необходимо, чтобы получить всего лишь одну каплю семени.
And then the last category is the ashyol.
А последняя категория относится ослы.
He is very fond of braying, you see.
Осел очень гордится своим мозгом, умом.
Хи-ха, хи-ха, хи-ха.
Издает подобные звуки.
You see? And he is thinking that by braying he is making very nice philosophy.
И используя свой ум, он думает, что создал прекрасную философию.
But he is simply making a disturbance.
Но все, что исходит из нее, вот это только сплошные беспокойства.
No one likes to hear the braying of the ashyol. You see. No one likes to hear his braying. Hee-ha, hee-ha.
Никому не нравится то, как осел использует свои мозги.
So a human being who does not utilize his human form of life for developing Krishna consciousness, he is in these categories. Sabaka, Svinya, Verblud and Ashyo. So do not waste your human form of life in this way. Take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. Follow in the footsteps of the previous acharyas. And make your life perfect. By re-establishing your loving relationship with the Supreme Person.
По-настоящему установив отношения с высшей личностью.
The source of all existence.
Источником всего сущего.
Whose native tongue is Sanskrit.
Чей родной язык является, чьим родным языком
является Just like Sanskrit. Here in Russia, you have your native tongue.
Как, например, у нас есть родной язык в России.
You like it when I speak English, but when I say a Russian word, I see everyone becomes happy.
Я говорю вообще по-английски, но иногда использую русское слово, и тогда вижу вас счастливыми.
So, Krishna, he also is very happy if we speak the Sanskrit word. Even though he understands Russian and English and all the languages because he's multilingual. He especially likes to hear things in his native tongue. That's why if we say Krishna, he becomes very pleased because this is his native tongue, the way they talk in his home village, you see. Even though Krishna is God, after all, he's a village boy. And he likes the things the way they are in his village the best, you see. So you can call Krishna or Govinda, you see.
Поэтому мы к нему обращаемся, Кришна, Говинда.
Shyama Sundar.
Shyama Sundar.
It's much more pleasing than if you say God or you say Allah or Jehovah or something like that.
Гораздо приятнее, чем обращаться к нему Бог или Аллах или Иегова.
Although the other names are accepted.
Хотя принимаются и все другие имена Бога.
He's especially fond of this name, Krishna.
Особенно ему нравится это имя Кришна.
This is what appeals to him the most. This is what appeals to him the most.
Это то, что его больше всего удовлетворяет.
Therefore, we our acharyas have taught us to chant. Hare Krishna, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And to study Bhagavad Gita. This is the greatest text for spiritual perfection.
Это величайшие тексты, предназначенные для духовного совершенства.
As described in chapter 9, text number
2. Во втором тексте 9 главы описано.
Раджа видья раджа гхуям павитрам идам руттамам пачакшавагамам дармям шушукам картамам йоям. This knowledge is the king of education.
Знание, царь всего знания.
It is the most secret of all secrets.
Это секрет из всех секретов.
It is the purest knowledge.
Это знание самое чистое.
Let's see. It's not. And because it gives direct perception of the self by realization.
Поскольку оно дает нам непосредственное восприятие, видение самого собственной сущности.
It is the perfection of religion.
Оно является совершенством религии.
And it is joyfully performed.
И совершать его очень познавательно, очень радостно.
So this Krishna consciousness movement is the greatest benediction for the suffering humanity.
Таким образом, это движение сознания Кришны – величайшее благословение всему страдающему человечеству.
Because we are introducing the science of Krishna consciousness in every town and village. We are introducing this science of Krishna consciousness in every town and village. This science will bring total peace and happiness to everyone on this planet.
Это знание даст каждому мир и спокойствие на этой планете.
I mean, why would we want to suffer?
Почему мы страдаем?
Does anybody here want to suffer?
Если здесь кто-нибудь, кто хочет страдать.
Raise your hand if you like suffering.
Поднимите руки, кому нравится страдать.
Nobody's raising your hand. You don't like suffering?
Никто не поднимает руки, никому не нравится страдать.
Матаджи, you don't like suffering?
Матаджи, вам нравится страдать?
Yeah. Yes, suffering is for the animals.
Страдания предназначены для животных.
A human being is meant to always be happy.
А люди предназначены для того, чтобы всегда быть счастливы.
If you've actually become human being, that means you're always happy. You're never unhappy.
Если вы по-настоящему станете человеческим существом, вы всегда будете счастливы, никогда не будете несчастными.
Because a human being knows why he exists.
Поскольку человек знает, зачем он живет.
He knows what is the purpose of his life.
Он знает, в чем состоит смысл его жизни.
If I asked you, why do you exist, what would you tell me?
Спросите,
why do you exist?
Или вас спрошу, зачем вы живете, что ответите? To be
perfect.
To become perfect.
What is perfection?
В чем же заключается в совершенстве? Perfection in Krishna consciousness.
It is Krishna consciousness. Yeah. What does it mean to be Krishna conscious?
Что же значит это сознание Кришны? Быть сознанием Кришны.
Сознание Кришны. Ну понимать, что ты душа, а не тело.
To understand that I am the soul, not body.
And.
И что дальше?
Что.
Подумай внимательно.
Не пляжет, конечно, понятно.
What is the duty of the soul?
В чем же обязанность души состоит?
Вернуться к Кришне.
To go home to the Krishna.
How do you qualify to go back to Krishna?
Как же стать квалифицированным, чтобы вернуться к Кришне обратно? To chant mantra.
Yes, and what does that mantra do for your consciousness? What is it? What mood is that mantra? In what mood do you chant the mantra?
In the mood of devotion.
Yes. Yes, you must devote yourself to Krishna, that's right. Yes, that is the purpose of our human life. To be devoted to Krishna.
Быть преданным Кришне.
So what is the purpose of Krishna's existence?
В чем же тогда смысл существования Кришны?
Does anybody know why Krishna exists?
Кто-нибудь здесь знает, почему Кришна существует?
Why does Krishna exist?
Почему Кришна существует?
Can anyone say why Krishna exists?
Может скажет кто-нибудь, почему Кришна существует?
Отношения.
Krishna exists for his own
pleasure. Relationship.
Krishna exists for his own pleasure.
Матхи Вишну Прия говорит, что Кришна существует для своего собственного
наслаждения. Yeah, Krishna exists for the fun of it.
Кришна существует, чтобы повеселиться.
He's the supreme enjoyer.
Поскольку он высший наслаждается.
And he exists just to enjoy existing.
И он существует для того, чтобы наслаждаться существованием.
So to expand his own enjoyment, he manifests from himself an unlimited number of living beings.
Чтобы распространить свое наслаждение, он распространяет себе безграничное количество живых существ.
So that he can enjoy an unlimited variety of loving relationships.
Таким образом, он может наслаждаться безграничным количеством любовных взаимоотношений.
Each living entity is completely unique.
Каждое при этом существо уникально.
And Krishna gets a different flavor from each relationship with each one of his devotees.
Из каждых отношений со своим новым преданным Кришна испытывает новый аромат наслаждения.
So that means that each of you have the ability to please Krishna in a special way that nobody else can please him.
Поэтому это значит, что каждый из вас может иметь особые взаимоотношения с Кришной, которые доверяют Кришну как никто другой.
And then if you don't surrender to him, you're denying him of that pleasure.
Если вы не предадитесь ему, то вы лишите его этого удовольствия.
So if you're denying God of that pleasure, do you think you can have pleasure? No, you cannot.
Если вы пренебрегаете Богом, вы не сможете получить наслаждение.
If you deny Krishna the pleasure of your service, there's no way you can be happy.
Если вы отвергнете Кришну служение ему, невозможно стать счастливым.
So, therefore, the intelligent person surrenders to Krishna.
Поэтому разумные люди предаются Кришне.
Although he engages in ordinary activities like working a job or going to school, he does so just to keep body and soul together so that he can cultivate Krishna consciousness. He does so just so he can maintain his body and soul together so he can practice Krishna consciousness. He doesn't take material advancement as the goal of human life.
И при этом практикует сознание Кришны. Он не ставит материальное существование, развитие своей цели жизни.
Because no matter how much you advance,
потому что вне зависимости от того, насколько вы
in material life,
вы продвинуты в материальной жизни,
your advancement will be finished today or tomorrow. It will be wiped out by the laws of material nature.
Прогресс может остановиться сегодня или завтра.
You never know when death can come.
Мы никогда не знаем, когда придет смерть.
And finish everything within 1 minute.
И прикончить за минуту все, что мы достигли.
Just recently we almost lost Mataji.
Только что.
She was leading the kirtan in Denmark, Copenhagen, Denmark. The Mangalarti kirtan. She was leading Samsara Dharva Nanalita Loka.
Копенгагене, в Дании, она вела утренний киртан.
And she got hit with a brain hemorrhage.
Внезапно.
And she collapsed on the floor, right in the middle of the kirtan. We had to rush her to the hospital and then ambulance. By God's grace, the bleeding stopped and her wound healed. And after 3 weeks in the hospital, she came out. And we're so happy we have her tonight here in Kaliningrad. But it's a good lesson for all of us, you see. And we can die at any time. Even in the middle of kirtan, you can die, you see. Actually, we made an interview in the ambulance with her. I filmed it on the, maybe you saw it, the video clip, I don't know, but I made an interview of her, the video.
Maharaj сделал запись видео.
When she was in the ambulance. And she said that actually it would have been very nice if I had died because I was at that moment because I was singing their Gavastikam prayer. But Krishna has been very kind to us. He has allowed Mataji to stay with us so we can be blessed by her sangha, by her association. That's his kindness. That we are allowed to continue associating with her. But it's really, really a good lesson for all of us, you know. That death can come at any time to any of us. One of my godbrothers, Gaur Govinda Swami, he was giving a class and he died. He collapsed right in the middle of the class and he died right after that. So you never know when it's going to come. Therefore, we should seriously practice Krishna consciousness. We should chant at least 16 rounds every day. We should follow the four regular principles. We should take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master by initiation. So that we're properly situated on the pathway back to home, back to Godhead. So I can ask now if there's any questions.
One devotee told me that when he started to practice Krishna consciousness, he was very happy. He felt inspiration and enthusiasm. But after maybe 5 years after practicing, he feels that he every time feels that he make offenses to everyone. When he make koga for Krishna or when he chant mantra, he feels that he offends Krishna, spiritual master.
Mm-hmm.
And he feels very terrible because these feelings and these thoughts.
So is he still following the principles? Is he still chanting and following the principles?
Yes.
That means he's advancing. Yeah. Say in Russian, yeah.
Один рассказывал мне, что в начале, когда начал практиковать сознание Кришны, он чувствовал себя очень хорошо, энтузиазм, но спустя где-то лет 5 он стал чувствовать, что он постоянно оскорбляет Кришну, он готовит кого для Кришны, чувствует, что он что-то не так делает, он повторяет мантру и чувствует тоже, что он постоянно оскорбляет Кришну, духовного учителя. И Махарадж задал вопрос, он следует всем принципам. Я сказала, что да, он все следует. И тогда Гуру Махарадж сказал, ну тогда, значит, он продвигается.
So, if someone is becoming more aware of committing offenses, that is actually very good.
Если кто-то чувствует, что он делает какие-то оскорбления, то значит, он продвигается. На самом деле, это хорошая ситуация.
In the beginning, we think, that I'm doing everything perfectly, you see. I mean, a neophyte thinks he's doing everything perfectly.
Начале практики знания Кришны мы чувствуем, что вот мы
But the more we advance in Krishna consciousness, we begin to see how I'm making so many mistakes. So actually, to be more conscious of one's offenses is very good. In the beginning, we commit so many offenses and we don't even know it. But as we advance, we begin to see, yes, I'm doing this offense, I'm doing that offense, so let me be very, very careful. So I would say that that devotee is making nice progress. He is coming to the stage known as Anartana Vritti. Getting rid of all the offenses. Getting rid of all the offenses. Is he in the room here tonight? That devotee, is he with us tonight? Yes? This devotee here? Who is the devotee? That's all right. But we welcome him here, that he's now realizing how dangerous it is in this material world. We congratulate him for his realizations. And yes, question?
Should a devotee worry about the death if he continue?
Worries about the what?
About death.
Death. Death. Oh, that's very good to worry about death. Yeah.
Should he worry about the death if he continue to serve his serving? His service.
If he's continuing his service, should he worry about the death?
Oh no, there's no need to worry about death. Just stay absorbed in Krishna consciousness. But if you are worried about death, that's good. That will remind you to be Krishna conscious. But actually, there's no need to worry about death. Just be always prepared for death. It's like if a student is studying the subject. Oh, go ahead. Translate. Sometimes in the university, the teacher has what is known as a pop quiz. All of a sudden, without announcement, they give a quiz.
Sometimes.
In the university course, sometimes the professor will have a pop quiz. That means a surprise quiz. They don't tell the students to prepare for it. It's just all of a sudden, the students come to class and they say, okay, we're having a quiz.
Иногда в университете профессор quiz что-то. Иногда задает какие-то вопросы неожиданные, которые никто не ожидал услышать.
So for the student who has not been keeping up with his studies, it is a great anxiety.
И для студентов, которые не особенно стараются учиться, это огромное беспокойство.
But that student has been attending all the lectures, has been taking good notes, has been doing all the reading assignments. For him, there's no problem.
Но для того студента, который посещает и хорошо изучает все, для него это не проблема.
So death is like that. It's a pop quiz.
Смерть похожа на вот этот внезапный поставленный вопрос.
At any moment we are surprised by it. Oh, death.
В любой момент мы удивимся. О, смерть.
So if every day you're chanting your rounds nicely.
Поэтому каждый день нужно повторять круги должным образом.
You're serving the order of your spiritual master.
Служите своим, выполняйте наставления своего гуру.
And there's no difficulty.
И тогда не будет никаких сложностей.
So everyone should become fixed in these principles and take diksha from bona fide guru.
Каждый должен быть сосредоточен в своих принципах, обетах и принят истинного гуру.
Any other questions?
Какие-либо другие вопросы?
There's nothing else. We can stop here.
Если больше нет вопросов, мы можем на этом закончить.
We thank you very much.
Огромное спасибо вам.
Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Sankarshan Maharaj Ki
Jai.
Mataji Vishnu Priya Ki
Jai.